Sheen gives an for you. Chesed ruin. Sinukuf don't say Bob. We're continuing with the halachas of modesty of sneis. Halacha Bob. By Yishesh by Sefer if there's a house, and over here we're referring to a room that there's a Sefer Teira. Also, the Shamash one is not allowed to be together with his wife there. Alatzar sheyatzil lechader achar until he takes it out to a completely different room. V'imei lechader achar. What happens? He doesn't have a different room. Yasal lefana mechitza gabay asar tochem. He has to make a partition that will separate between them, and this has to have the height of 10 tochem. I uti mechitza stuma. Unlike the mechitza, the partition that we required in front of a candle that over there we said it could be a little bit transparent. That means as long as it's blocking part of the light. This one needs to be mechitza stuma shleira sefer teira. It should not be seen through the holes of this partition or this sheet. By yirias of a mitzvah, you should know that those draperies hanging around the bed, those standing beds, leichas of mechitza, that's not called a mechitza. Why won't that serve as a partition? Kivan she nada, because it moves, it sways. Alein ken kasher as a mamata, unless you tied it down from the bottom. Ubetvil v'chumash, this is dafke by sefer teira, that you need mamash of mechitza that will consider it's a, we would consider it a consistent one that hangs down and doesn't just sway. Ubetvil v'chumash v'shar kisvei hakodesh, whether it's tefillin or chumashim or any other halakas fadim, kigon gemara or midrashim parshim, whether it's gemara and midrashim and their explanations. Whether they're written by hand with the parchment and ink, whether they're printed, they have to be within two kelim, and then you're good. However, this is dafke. When will a kli count as a kli? Dafke shakli asheni inam yochalam. If the second kli, if those kelim are not designated for the svarim, it's not a book holder. The Altar points out that if the inside one is not designated for a sefer specifically, then even the outer one, maybe, yes, that's fine. If these are special, so to speak, holders covers and vessels that are designated for this davar sebuktosha, even if they're 10, for example, you have tefillin zekel, they're in a shadel, they're in a box, and then they're in a bag, and then in a bigger bag. All of them are bags that are miyuchad for tefillin, and they don't help. Kulum kachat shibi, all of them are considered, even they're 10, they're considered like one covering. It doesn't count for two. Unless the outer one or the inner one is not designated for this. The impar says a mechza al argaz if he has a box. Now the box is the svarim. Boy, that the svarim are inside. Chasham kikli b'zechli. If he covers this box, even if it was designated for svarim, but he covers it with a sheet, in that case, it's considered kli b'techli because one of the layers is not designated for svarim specifically. Now we're going to discuss a mezuzah that's on the door. What happens if it's in the inside of the room? This also has to be covered with two covers. And even if it won't cover behind the mezuzah, but it's covering at the outside where it's not stuck to the wall. In that case, it's going to be considered a kli within another kli. You know, that you bring from over here from the Alter Rebbe, that yes, one can rely and be lenient in a case being that this is a very safe room. So one can rely on the fact that if the mezuzah is dug into the wall, then you just need to close the opening where they used to leave something you've seen in Eretz Yisrael, leave a little hole, stick your finger in to kiss it. So if you close that little hole with something, with davar shemevatel sham, something that you're planning to leave there a little bit, that therefore he's mevatel it from, and that will consider a chatzitza. In that case, it's good. Or, for example, if it's in a reed or a tube, and it's connected to the wall, so then we're going to consider it that it's considered part of the wall, and in that case, it's covered completely. It's a kula. Now, v'ashem yin gamkin mechosav. We also need that the shem, the Eibush's name that's written on Tav Shakai, should be also covered. B'kisus chuchas lemahanla, and if it's glass, then it's not, doesn't count for a cover. You need, it should not be able to be seen. The Alter Rebbe wrote that if there's chuchas on the name, then it's enough. You could cover it with a suda, with a handkerchief, and that's good because one cover is not designated in its halacha zayin. Lo yiragel b'yoser misha, one should not be very frequent by his wife. Ela ba'oyna shulchayv l'freid la'oynasa, unless it's in the time, designated time that he has to fulfill his mitzvah of oyna. The pasuk says v'oynasa le'yigra, that a person will not withhold the mitzvah of oyna, his responsibility to and his obligation to his wife. Now, what exactly is this chiyuv oyna? Ha'anash ma'brim ba'monagim, people that are healthy and are delicate, they're enjoying v'sharparnasas, which they are able to find, they have their livelihood and their sustenance are it's simple, not pressured, and they don't have exorbitant taxes, then I know some chalayla, their responsibility is every night. If there's a hard-working people, if their work is in the city, then their work takes a toll on them, and therefore it's twice a week. In addition to our backbreaking labor, it's also far away, so the traveling is included also. Then it's once a week. If they go out, the businessmen, they go out to different villages, if they go on donkeys to bring grain to sell, and anything similar, it's once a week, like the workers in a different city, those that carry packages on camels from far away, it's once a month. Now, they're not working bichlal. So the altar points out, if they're brim, if they're healthy, then milil Shabbos the Shabbos is from Shabbos by night, and they bring over here from the Rebbe that there's no difference between Shana Rishana and afterwards. Bichlal, these nyanim, the nyanim of precious that he starts off in Siv Zayin, that only ba'ayin shulchayev law, we're not knowing precious in these generations. The person shouldn't consider himself, because the you could be yotzei schar b'hefseid, you could have more loss than gain. Now the inviter, the tzarich l'kaymer ha'oina gam kshim muberes oy minika. This oina applies also when she is pregnant or minika, and you think she has a child, she's busy with other things. You still have that responsibility. Believe that one should not annul and skip, so to speak, this time that he's obligated to be with her. Elamidaita, unless she you have her consent. Kshim mechelas lay, and the Rebbe points out that you realize that it's with complete heart. And it's also we're talking about it. A person was already Mekayim Pruvu. In that case, he has a son and a daughter, etc. Then, if a person is withholding this chiv of Oina from her in order to pain her, then Oiver Beloisa is transgressing a prohibition. He should not withhold. There's one time that everybody is obligated to be together with his wife, is on the day that she immerses her Leil Tefillah, as well as the night before he travels out on a journey. Providing that he's not going for a dvar mitzvah. He's going for the bar mitzvah, he could go right away. He doesn't even need to wait for night. If a person sees that his wife is trying to court him and trying to appease him, and she's beautifying herself before him, because he should notice her. He also has that chiyuv of somebody. He's obligated. Even if this is not one of the oinos that he is required, as we mentioned earlier. And if he makes sure to be together with her, he's going to have very proper and upright children. If she's not just beautifying herself and hinting to him, rather she's demanding with her mouth mamish, then in that case, she's a brazen. She's not allowed to continue being married to her. Even when he is together with her, he's intimate with her. His intention should not be to enjoy specifically. He's filling in his responsibility because he is obligated with her to give her this designated time and to fulfill his mitzvah to the Eibishter. He wants to have children that they should be able to toil in Torah and they should fulfill mitzvahs, or a lower level of intent of kavana, is he wants to, so to speak, help the Vlad. The child's development. The first 3 months of pregnancy, Tashmas Kashala Isha, the Kashal of Lad. Just 3 months is not good, not for the woman, not for the child, and not simple for them. And so in the middle ones is Kashal Isha. It's not easy on the woman, but it's good for, it's healthy for the child. And Achrain in the last 3 months, Yafal Isha, Yafal Vlad is good for both of them. It helps, so to speak, the child come out. So Shaper Dam, and then that is a proper Kavanah. Now, if he's just trying to limit himself and to further himself from Machshav Zaris and not to have a lust for an Aveira, he sees himself, getting on fire and having a tzia pull to this Indian. Yes, Gambazayish Kibbutzchai. This is also considered a proper Kavanah, and which will gain him some schar. Achtoivius, however, would have been better to push off the Yitzhahara and conquer him bechlal. Why? It's a simpler way to just cover for the Yitzhar. The person has a small aver, the mariva must be, if he, so to speak, hungers him and starves him, so he's going to get full and satiated. It must be, however, if he satiates it, right, he's causing it to be more hungry, and therefore it's not a real solution to give in. Aval Misha, and it's a little, if you don't need it, he's only awakening himself at his taiva to be able to enjoy. Zui Atzayetzer, it is the evil inclination suggestion. Yes, Lomer Kodum Azivug from the Alter Rebbe Siddur to say Mizvah Dav Hashem Roy Le'asok. Now Halacha Yud Mishen Oichle. If it's simple for a person, Yesh Lo Zarsh Lo L'Shamash Lo B'Tchil Salah, not to be together, not in the beginning of the night, Lo B'Sofer, not in the end, El B'Mtzoy in the middle. The Rebbe once mentioned that after the Varta that's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, not to be M'Shamash before Chatzos, that's the most opportune time. So it says if you're close to that time, you could wait, but otherwise, the Rebbe's Matala Iyun Tzarchi and Gadol. If it's Shayach to our generation in our time, these type of inyan. Lo Yigabam, a person shouldn't touch the Eiver. Afilu Tzarch Zivug, even if it's connected to Zivug. Until he washes his hands properly. What is properly? The Hanishlosha Pamas Zirugin, three times, one year, one ish, just switching hands. Tzarch Lizarb until Zidayim, Kaidim Azib, that we bring from the Altar of Shulchan Aruch, and Siddur, the person has to be very careful to wash his hands before and after being together. Gam Lishpach Mayim Ethel Mita, Achatas was afterwards to sprinkle some water. Halacha Yidalf. Also, Shamash Shvakim over Chavis, one is not allowed to be intimate, not in the in marketplaces and on the streets, or Begadim, not in gardens, or Pradesim and orchards. El Beis Deir, it has to be specifically in a dwelling place in a house. Like there's no such should not come across and be considered like snows. Now, yes, chas v'shalom rab dina. If there's a hunger in the country, shehukra tvua bekefil, what would define it as a hunger is that the grain's price doubled. Even though he personally has grain at home, so he's not afraid. Or any other tzara for that matter. Also, the shamash does he's not allowed to be mishamish, not allowed to just express his own enjoyment, like we find by Noach in the Teva. Ki'im b'leil tvilos, unless this is her leil tvilos, she finished her nida, etc. She went to Teva. Vila chashochei banim, people that did not have children yet, or they weren't mekayim the puravu yet. Mota b'chol ayin, he's allowed to any time that he has that responsibility. Halacha yud gimel. Person not be intimate with his wife, unless it's with from her will. If she doesn't want, she should not be together with her. This is if she doesn't want, because much more so the also the answer they're not allowed to do forcefully against her will. If he hates her, he shouldn't be together with her. If she hates him, for example, she told him, I don't want you as a husband. Even though she may even accept to be together with him, just the enjoyment of the act itself or him. This still doesn't not appropriate. V'chainim gamar b'li with the gashar. If he decides he's divorcing her, but he yadas, she doesn't know. Alvisha inas nula. Even if she's not hated by him, but let's say Rechman Stana, he didn't have children for 10 years, and the Rav said, then also the shamashim is not allowed to be together. Gamli shamashim k'shi yishenim amish. If she's totally sleeping, gamli shamash k'shu hu shikar or he shikar. If one of the two are intoxicated. Now halach yadal dachsanaya guest. Also, Shamash is not allowed to be together. If they designated for them a specific room of privacy, then Mutter, however, even then, he shouldn't be sleeping on a sheet that belongs to the Balbais. Halacha Tezvav. Midarkei Refuah. For health reasons, he shouldn't be together when he's on a full stomach, like Shurai, but not when he's hungry. Alex, when he ate and it already has been digested. Lo Yivam, he should not be together standing, lo Yivam, not sitting, lo Yivam, Shnechas, Lamar Chastan, on the day that he was in a steamy bath, in a bathhouse, in a steam, but lo Yivam, on the day that he led blood. And the Altar points out, you could be on the day that you led blood, but you cannot be together before you taste something after you led the blood. Lo Yivam, Yitzil, on the day that he's leaving to his way, if he's not going on an animal, or in our case, by a car, rather, he's going by foot, because he has to, it's a sakana for him, he has to rev up energy. Not the day before, not the day after. Halacha Tzayin. Lo Yishamash Al Mita. They should not be together on a bed that there is a child at their feet. When the child's not 1 year old. If a person left a bathroom, and a stationary bathroom, not a portable one, Lo Yishamash Ad Lachashah, he should wait an hour until he's together. Now, Ishimanek, a Meinika, a woman that's nursing, Lo Yishamash Al Bishosha Tinik Yashin, she should. She shouldn't be together only when the child is sleeping. She should wait an hour before she nurses him next time. Unless the child is crying, then you could. Now, halacha yudzayin. Shichva zera, the zera of a person, he koyach haguf, that's the might and the power of a person's body, ma'irina, the light of his eyes. If he's too much involved and lets out of his body, haguf kol, the body withers, his life, he loses life. Someone that's overly together, then he becomes elderly much quicker, but he becomes weak in his might. The end of chaos, his eyes get darkened. He has bad smell from his mouth. The hair of his hair, the gabas ain of his eyebrows, the risa ain of his eyelids, they notion, they fall off. Osiris Connor, the shechi, his pubic ears, the beard, and his armpits, the saraglov, that old rabbit that becomes much more abundant. Vishinim notions, his teeth fall out, much more pains come upon him because of letting out this koyach of his life. Amru Chachmei Arifim, the wise between the doctors said that elf meis mishachalim, 1 out of 1,000 die from all other sicknesses, but 1,000 from being together. A person should be careful.